This is WKSU News. I'm Andrew Meyer. In thinking about Black History Month this year, Canton Repository guest columnist Ron Ponder approached the paper with a slightly different way of raising awareness and dialogue about the importance of the designation. Is the celebration still relevant? He reached out to more than a dozen local leaders, Black, white, women, and men, to get them to share their own personal stories. All this week on WKSU, we're bringing you some of their voices. Today we hear from Courtney Brown with Habitat for Humanity, East Central Ohio.
I had the privilege of knowing my great-grandmother, Ernestine, for the first 16 years of my life. There was one outing that seemed to carry special significance, voting day. One election day when I was very young, I remember waiting in the car with my mother while Ernestine and my grandmother Doris cast their votes. When they returned, I excitedly asked, "Did you do it?" With the same excitement, one of them turned to me in the back seat and said, "We sure did." In this, they left an indelible impression on me, a gift that I cherish greatly as a Black person, as a woman, and as an American. So when I consider my family's history aligned with turning points from our shared American history, I can more fully understand the enthusiasm of Ernestine and Doris on voting day. In 1870, the 15th Amendment stated that the right of citizens to vote cannot be denied or abridged on the account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. Unfortunately, voting for Black Americans remained a challenge well into the 20th century. With growing pressure, President Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act of 1965, just 17 days after my father was born. I am just one generation removed from the enactment of voting legislation that demands equal treatment for Black people, a powerful right that can be taken for granted. Now, each voting day, my family shares photos with each other to proudly display our voting stickers. It's as if we're saying to Ernestine and Doris, "We sure did."
Courtney Brown is the Director of Community and Family Partnership at Habitat for Humanity, East Central Ohio. You can hear other voices in our series, Perspectives on Black History, at WKSU.org. Our thanks to Ron Ponder for his work on this project. I'm Andrew Meyer, 89.7 WKSU.